everybody. Welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast for kids. Tonight, we're going to tell, part four, right, of our story about little Billy and the coin.
Coin and the lost coin?
The lost coin. Remember, he found...
Billy and the lost coin.
Yeah, he found the coin and then he put it in his treasure box and it got stolen. And then, now he's in a land far, far away from home. He feels the coin tugging on him, pulling him toward the coin. He thinks the coin is on top of a mountain. Remember that? And he, at one point, he was surrounded by Vahalarats. And then he just woke up and he met somebody named Stella. And do you remember what kind of weapon that Stella had?
Yeah, a bow and arrow.
And what kind of weapon does little Billy have now?
A sword.
So Stella is taking some time to train little Billy on how to wield the sword, right? How to use the sword. Well, the first thing they needed to do is there was a giant canyon in front of the mountain that they needed to get through. And the only way to the mountain was through this big canyon. And I want you to picture this canyon, right? You're standing there and it's kind of a desert looking area. And there's this... There's this deep kind of hole, and it's got a bunch of trees, like branches, but there's no leaves on them. They're dead, you know, and it's just, and you have to kind of climb through them. There's no really good paths through there. And where you're standing, you can see on the other side of the big canyon, you can see the mountain. And the mountain, it doesn't look like desert. Like there's green grass and trees, and it actually looks kind of pretty. But the canyon, on the other hand, it doesn't look very pretty. It's all dry sand, dead trees. I mean, it just looks like death. And as they started in there, they noticed that a lot of the trees weren't trees. They were bones. Like things had, like animals had died there. It was kind of a boneyard. And Stella said, she said, you know, I've never really been through here. And little Billy said, what? And she said, well, no, we've never really been through here. She said, I've been to the mountain once, but it was when I was little, and it was before there was this canyon. It wasn't like this back then. And little Billy's like, oh, great. Because he had started feeling like, hey, Stella's with me, this is going to be okay. But now he was kind of worried again. You know, what if Stella wasn't as good a fighter as he thought she was? What if she really wasn't that great of hero? And so, there was no choice. They needed to get through this. And it would take them like 2 days to get through. So they decided that they would start on their journey. And they started on their journey. And they started walking, and all of a sudden, it just got terrible hot. Little Billy's like, can you believe how hot it is in here? And it was like probably 15, 20 degrees hotter than it was from the place where they started. Like it was 50 degrees where they started, it was 80 degrees, but it was actually pretty hot when they started. They figured it was like 100 degrees outside. The sun was just beating down on them. And all their water that they had, they drank it already. So they didn't know what to do. And so they decided that their mission for the day was to find some water. And to find some water, they needed to find something living in that canyon. So they just kept walking, and they were getting so thirsty. And finally, they saw a little house. It was a little hut. And they were like, what is going on? There's a hut in the middle of this. And they kind of walked up to it really carefully. And they're like, who in the world would be living out here? And right as they were walking it kind of up to the door opened and swung open. And little Billy and Stella, they didn't know what to do. So they kind of jumped back and kind of hid a little bit and to see who walked out. And an old lady walked out. And she had a long nose. And she had a big pointy hat. And she was carrying a broom. What? And they're like, they looked at each other and they said, is that? And they both looked at each other and they're like, could it be? Could that be a witch? And they're like, I think it is. Look at her nose. She has a long nose. It's for sure, it's a witch nose. She has a pointy hat. She has a broom. She has a black, she's wearing a black kind of big coat. It looks just like a witch. And so they just stood there, and the old lady said, I know that you're standing here. I can sense you, young people. Maybe you should come out before you get hurt. And Stella said, we don't really have a choice. So they stood up, and the old lady said, come here, come closer, so I can look at you. And they came a little closer, and the old lady was like, what brings you into my neighborhood? And they said, well, we're just trying to pass through. We're trying to get to the mountain. And the old lady, she said, nobody comes through this canyon. This canyon is dangerous. It is only for those who are forced to live here. And the old lady went on to tell little Billy and little Riley how it's all dry in a desert and everything's dead because that place got cursed. And that lady, she wasn't actually a witch. She wasn't scary at all. She was just a really nice old lady. And she went up against the Star Queen and said, and the Star Queen cursed her and made her stay in that canyon. The Star Queen was the queen of the land. She was this old lady, she was like in prison in this canyon. The canyon that they were traveling through was actually like a jail for this lady. And Stella and Billy said to the old lady, they said, I think you should come with us. Maybe we could get you out of here. And if we get you out of here, maybe the curse will be broken. And the old lady looked at him. And she says, kids, my name is Miss Hawthorne. And they said, well, Miss Hawthorne, I think you should come with us. Let's break this stinking curse. And Miss Hawthorne said, well, I have nothing else to lose. So they decided that they were going to stay the night in the house and get up early the next morning and continue on their journey through the dead canyon. So, the end of part four. So, do you think they're gonna? Do you think they're gonna make it through and break the curse?
Yeah, because if you can,
but come it was like the old lady would be bad guy.
Oh, did you think she was bad?
No, but
for a minute, you thought she was a witch.
Yeah. Well, I.
Okay.
Think,
well, guys.
Well, I want to tell you something.
Okay, hurry.
Maybe.
But you shouldn't always judge people just by what they look like, right? Just because the old lady looked like a witch doesn't mean she was a witch. She was just a nice old lady that got cursed and was in prison. And we don't know what she really did, but
maybe
the Star Queen put her in prison. So, all right, guys, let's pray. And then I got to go.
No, or?
I got to go get Gage. Okay, so. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. I thank you for these boys. I pray that you would just bless them. I pray that you would help them to have a good night's sleep tonight, a good day at school tomorrow. I pray that you would help them to grow up to be big and strong and to love you with all of their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.